Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, I asked whether there was likely to be one more major drop in gold and silver prices before the overall long-term bull market resumed its general trend toward higher prices. This is exactly what is happening. From midweek highs last week, the prices of gold and silver have fallen significantly. The underlying problem is that the current round of U.S. government inflation of the money supply, known as Quantitative Easing 2, expires tomorrow. This dilution of the value of the U.S. dollar has two huge negative results. One, greater efforts by foreign holders of U.S. dollars and U.S. Treasury debt to sell off these assets. And two, sharply higher U.S. consumer prices. To avoid further trashing the value of the U.S. dollar, the administration needed to appear as opposed to a continuation of inflating the money supply after June 30. Several regional Federal Reserve presidents made speeches calling for an end to quantitative easing. The latest information I saw was that the Federal Reserve has been forced to purchase about 70% of Treasury debt. If the Fed had to mostly stop buying this debt after the end of quantitative easing, this cessation of inflating the money supply would force the U.S. government to pay higher interest rates on its debt. Higher interest rates would also force up mortgage rates and lead to other problems. The dilemma facing the U.S. government is that it'll be forced to continue quantitative easing while trying to appear that it is not doing so. After the conclusion of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting last week, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke held a press conference. He conceded that the alleged economic recovery was not happening and that he did not understand why. Despite not knowing why the economy was in such poor condition, Bernanke asserted that the weak conditions were temporary. Huh? If you admit you don't understand what is going on, how can you then be confident that what is happening will only be temporary? For the past year, I have told my readers and listeners to expect the deterioration in the U.S. economy that has now come to pass. It was obvious to me. So, it is difficult to believe that Bernanke was telling the truth when he stated that he was not competent to know why the U.S. economy is now in such a mess. But if Bernanke is not as incompetent as he claimed, that means he is a liar. Or, possibly, he is both incompetent and a liar. So what can the administration do now? I have my suspicions. First, it has been a standard operating procedure for years that the prices of precious metals were suppressed when the Federal Open Market Committee met. Second, the U.S. government does not want gold and silver prices to rise after a top official such as Bernanke makes a major address. Precious metals prices did not fall last Wednesday. Instead, they rose sharply. The next day, the U.S. government announced the release of 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It was also announced that another 30 million barrels of oil would be sold by other nations. The reserve theoretically is being held only for use in national emergencies. There was no national emergency reason to justify this release of oil from the reserve. I conclude that the release was politically motivated rather than for economic purposes. The release of oil had the desired effect of pushing down prices for oil, gold, silver, and many other commodities. Aha! Falling commodity prices now creates the specter of deflation, where consumer prices fall. Deflation would be a boon for consumers, but a nightmare for the U.S. government. The U.S. government needs the value of the dollar to decline in order to repay its mountain of debt at a lower cost. Deflation would have the side effect of making the U.S. dollar more valuable, which is something that the administration cannot allow to happen. However, if deflation is happening, the U.S. government would need to do something to keep the effects of deflation at bay. One way to do this would be to start a new round of inflating the money supply. You can be sure, if this comes to pass, there will be disguise by calling it something different than quantitative easing. You can also be sure that the government will portray itself as being forced to do this. There you have it. The U.S. government can make a stand against the evil of quantitative easing while at the same time continuing that very same activity. As a bonus, the price of gold gets suppressed for a time. This perfect scenario, from the perspective of the U.S. government, makes me suspicious that this may be just what is really going on behind the scenes. What does this all mean for future precious metals markets? Right now, buyers have a bonus buying opportunity at lower price levels than I expect to see in the not-too-distant future. Continued destruction of the value of the U.S. dollar is already locked into place. You need to protect yourself with assets like gold and silver if you have not yet done so. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.